National Guard officials say dozens of people have been punished over a scandal that forced thousands of soldiers to have to repay their enlisted bonuses. But only one has been sent to jail so far. Congress held its first oversight hearing on the issue yesterday. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has an update on where things stand now.
The Pentagon says it expects to be able to permanently stop the process of recouping payments from the vast majority of soldiers who, according to various audits, got bonuses improperly between roughly 2004 and 2011. 17,000 guardsmen received the enlistment bonuses of up to $15,000 each and were later told they'd have to repay them. Based on the early stages of a review Defense Secretary Ash Carter ordered last month, the Defense Department hopes to forgive at least 15,000 of those cases. Peter Levine, the acting Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, told the House Armed Services Committee on Wednesday, the preliminary review seems to show the vast majority of the soldiers who received the payments applied for and received them in good faith, only to be told they'd have to repay them several years later.
There are a number of reasons why these cases are particularly, the cases we've read about in the press are particularly troublesome. One is that many of them are based just on a technical deficiency. We've heard about wrong MOS, cases where also where the soldier may have been misled as to whether that wrong MOS mattered, whether they needed to have a high school diploma, technical absence of paperwork, which seems like a pretty minor reason for recoupment, particularly in the case in cases like this where we have service members who made a commitment on the basis of a bonus and then served out that commitment. So when we come in later after somebody has fulfilled their commitment and then question on a technical ground why they received a bonus in the first place, that's a particular hardship. What I hope you'll understand is that that's not all the cases that we're dealing with, even with the California National Guard. We heard about some of the medical professionals who may have received bonuses and then not served out their commitment. We have a significant number of other cases in this pile of recoupment cases where we had service members make a commitment and receive a bonus on the basis of commitment and then not fulfill that commitment. So as a matter of basic fairness to those who did serve out their commitment, we need to take a very close look at those cases.
The overwhelming majority of the cases, about 14,000 out of the 17,000, originated with the California National Guard, where auditors first discovered the improper payments problem in 2011. Most of the problems stemmed from shoddy and understaffed administration. A single state employee was in charge of managing all the Guard's incentive programs, but at least some were the result of out-and-out fraud. Overall, California believes its federally funded bonus program had about a 91% error rate in 2011. Major General David Baldwin is the California Guard's Adjutant General.
We found that there was a complete lack of internal controls, so we instituted an internal control system in order to prevent these problems from happening again, and then we held the leaders accountable that failed to provide the proper oversight or create a command climate. In that, we punished within the California National Guard 61 people, including firing 4 general officers and 2 full colonels. The feds prosecuted 44 soldiers. Some of those prosecutions continue to go on, and several people were put in jail for the fraud that they had committed. But as General Cataby mentioned, we also recognized that there were a lot of soldiers that got caught up in this that, through no fault of their own, had taken money from the federal government that they were not necessarily due or couldn't document why they did deserve that money. So we established the Soldier Assistant Task Force in 2011 in order to address those problems.
The Justice Department brought successful prosecutions against 26 soldiers for fraud. Another 15 cases are pending. The California Guard attempted courts-martial for another 7 soldiers who DOJ declined to charge, but a military judge dismissed those cases for lack of evidence. In the cases where fraud was involved, Guard officials say recruiters colluded with service members to apply for bonus payments they weren't entitled to in exchange for a share of those bonus payments. Baldwin says the kickbacks don't appear to have been part of a centrally coordinated scheme. Instead, they were allowed to happen throughout the state because of an almost non-existent oversight regime by California Guard officials. But Levine acknowledged on Wednesday that DOD also failed to detect the improper payments.
We have oversight over the California National Guard. Army has oversight. The National Guard Bureau has oversight. We were not aware of this until we read it in the newspaper, and that's on us. We missed this. But when we became aware of this, the Secretary specifically directed me, go in and address this, do this fairly, do this expeditiously, get it done by next summer.
In the annual defense authorization bill that's expected to head to the president's desk soon, lawmakers added a provision telling DOD to convene a review board to determine, in each of the 17,000 cases, whether the bonus payments were warranted in the first place and to stop collections if they were. Levine says the department has already begun its own process to screen out the vast majority of them. The Pentagon expects to forgive most cases of $10,000 or less, or ones in which the bonuses were paid more than 10 years ago. It will also stop recruitment cases involving soldiers who had no prior military experience, reasoning that the vast majority of those were unfamiliar with military personnel policy and weren't in a position to challenge the contracts that were placed in front of them. Lieutenant General Timothy Cadavy, the director of the Army National Guard, says the National Guard Bureau has found no evidence of nationwide systematic problems on the scale of California's, and that it's hard to imagine the same type of improper payments happening today. He says that's largely because of a new centralized database the Guard Bureau brought online in 2012. The Nationwide Guard Incentive Management System automatically checks bonus applications to make sure soldiers are eligible before any payments are made.
It checks all those administrative data that's required to ensure that a soldier is eligible. So it does that, and it also tracks in during the entire period. So when a soldier maybe changes an MOS, it flags and sends, you know, a message to the administrative officer or NCO, who then takes action. You know, if it was a directed change, then we do an exception to policy in a timely process.
That's a dramatic departure from the policies of a decade ago, when California and other states suffering from recruiting shortages paid out bonuses even before new recruits showed up for their first day of duty. Baldwin, California's top officer, says that policy was a clear mistake and was part of a broken process that failed thousands of soldiers who were willing to sign contracts to risk their lives.
We do have a problem that we're going to have to establish trust with our soldiers, with their families, and with potential recruits. I'm very encouraged by, as I mentioned before, by the actions the Congress have taken and the steps, again, that OSD are taking in order to be able to show that soldiers, we're going to trust the soldiers up front, and if we have a problem with it, it's burden is on us to prove that the soldier did something wrong, rather than the soldier having to prove from their innocence that they're innocent.
Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.